That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Jake Tapper from CNN will be with us to discuss his conversation with House Intelligence Chair Devin Nunes.
Fairfax County Supervisor Pat Herity has some concerns about the illegal immigrants who are put in Fairfax County schools. What should be done? Also an update on the situation in Rockville. It is now 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Hours ahead of a House vote on the GOP bill to replace Obamacare, there is still at this hour no reported deal that would ensure its passage. But House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows sounded upbeat in talking to Fox News last night.
I'm really optimistic that we can get there. I mean, there's still a lot of details to work out. And so to say that we've got a deal, that wouldn't be accurate. The president and I came to an agreement in principle. I think what we're trying to do now is to make sure that our agreement is actually something that can be executed in a way that passes the Senate.
Aides say President Trump is not involved in all of the details of that legislation. British Prime Minister Theresa May says the best response to an act of terror like yesterday's incident in London is for people to resume their normal lives.
Millions of people are going about their days and getting on with their lives. The streets are as busy as ever. The offices full, the coffee shops and cafes bustling. As I speak, millions will be boarding trains and aeroplanes to travel to London and to see for themselves the greatest city on earth. It is in these actions, millions of acts of normality, that we find the best response to terrorism.
Parliament observed a moment of silence this morning to mourn the victims of yesterday's London attack, and overnight authorities made 8 arrests. The lawyer for one of the teenage suspects in last week's rape of a student at Rockville High School says his client is innocent and that it, quote, appears to have been a consensual encounter. Andrew Jezik was hired by the family of 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Milian, one of the two students at Rockville High accused in last week's assault. Montgomery County Police are investigating a pair of threatening phone calls received yesterday by Rockville High School. Officer Rick Goodale.
First call came in just before noon. The second call came in a little after 1:30.
They're now trying to track down where those threatening calls came from. The Maryland Senate will soon take up the controversial Trust Act. And what happened at Rockville High School last week might weigh on the proceedings.
The bill was watered down a bit in the House, and it now heads to the Senate. St. Mary's College political scientist Todd Eberle.
It's likely that what happened in Montgomery County changes the calculus.
The bill limits how much local law enforcement can cooperate with federal immigration officials. He says it's not the intent of the Trust Act to help people like the attackers at Rockville High, but perception and reality often get mixed in politics.
Democrats in more competitive districts are concerned that this may come back to haunt them.
While the incident may be spurring more conservatives into action, Eberle doesn't see much of a future for them here.
Montgomery County has been pretty well gerrymandered to make sure there isn't much Republicans would ever be able to capitalize on.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We'll find out today whether Metro fares will in fact be going up in July.
The budget includes a 10-cent fare hike for rush hour rail service and 25-cent hike for off-peak rail service and all bus service. Looking ahead to today's final budget vote, General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says,
I'm hoping that we're there, but we'll see what happens.
After hearing from the public, he decided to keep 7-day bus passes at the same price.
For people that, you know, are dependent upon transit, dependent upon bus in particular, I think that was a great relief for them.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,661, the NASDAQ at 5822. Sports, the U.S. wins the World Baseball Classic as pitcher Marcus Stroman takes a no-hitter into the seventh inning. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. NBA, the Wizards beat the Hawks. NHL, the Caps are home to take on Columbus tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
If the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins.
Starting this season.
Every Redskins game. And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3-6.
WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com.
action.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Atlantic Guns Glock Days sale is this Friday and Saturday at AtlanticGuns.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and my friend Frank Prindle guarantees to sell your home on time and for top dollar, or he will buy it. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to ITrustFrank.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Burtonsville, the crash, southbound 29, south of 198, volume forming, and then into White Oak, had a stalled car before you get to New Hampshire Avenue. Beltway's been tied up each direction through Silver Spring. Interloop cause was the crash after New Hampshire Avenue. That's been cleared for a while, but still the residual delays. Outer loop, the normal volume, but tedious. South on 270, the four-car crash to the shoulder south on 270, right at the lane divide. Overall, as you push south out of Clarksburg and Germantown, works for pretty much continuous delay through that stretch. Now, let's go Virginia. Interloop of the Beltway before Braddock Road had the multiple car crash. That's been cleared. 395 slows Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. Oh, this just came in on 50, the John Hanson Highway. Boy, we look like we're really stacking up quickly here as they sort this crash out. In on 50, right as you pass Enterprise Road. That's before you get to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today, 49 occurs this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 35. Suburbs a little colder. Clouds and sun on Friday, milder with a south breeze. 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 21 in Centerville, 21 in Olney, 30 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by RE/MAX. The Koch brothers offer millions in campaign cash to Republicans who vote no on the GOP health care plan. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
And a good morning to you. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning at 8:35. Jake Tapper from CNN will be joining us. He got a great interview yesterday with House Intelligence Chair Devin Nunes, and he will be here to discuss that conversation with us. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Supervisor of Fairfax County Board of Supervisor Pat Herity from Fairfax County. Listen, we wanted to have you on because we heard some of your comments. You have looked at the situation about undocumented immigrants, especially young ones who come to this country, and you're wondering whether or not there ought to be some way that they could be treated in a better and a different way that would keep them and perhaps from having what happened in Rockville. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Tell me what your concern is and what you think the solution might be.
Well, you know, the concern clearly is that we've had 1,500 undocumented minor children placed by the federal government into our school system, and these children can't read and write in their own language. Many of them don't have strong family ties here, and it makes them very susceptible to joining gangs. I mean, obviously, they're not the only ones that are joining these gangs, but makes it an easy target, and that puts incredible stress on our public school system, our police department, and our communities.
And what would you like to see happen instead? What might be a better approach in your mind?
Well, you know, some people have talked about after-school programs, and I don't think after-school programs cut it alone. I think we need to look to the federal government for help. I know there are programs where nonprofits funded by the government, federal government, actually will do residency programs and help these individuals. Already this year in January and February, we had 47 additional students from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras put into Jeb Stuart High School. That goes against their graduation rates. It's just a very, very difficult scenario.
And so do you want standalone schools for people that might qualify in certain circumstances?
Well, I think I want a combination of two things. One is federal funding to help with the issue. This costs our taxpayers over $50 million a year. Yep. Just for the education piece, not the wraparound services that many of these students require. But also, yes, some kind of school within a school, or again, a school that's funded by the federal government.
It is my understanding that when unaccompanied minors show at the border, they're taken into custody and they are then resettled with family or someone that they claim to know, a family member of some kind. Is there any way to check if there is any adult supervision and how these kids are living?
There's very little at the local government level we can do to check on these. In fact, our school system is not allowed to ask whether they're undocumented or not. That's a federal policy, and we're required to take them and required to educate them.
So there's no way of knowing if there is even an adult at home. We just take their word for the fact that, hey, this 13-year-old came across and said, my Uncle Bob lives in the area, and so this is where I want to go, and I'm going to go stay with Uncle Bob.
Yeah, and Uncle Bob, you know, may be a very good person, hardworking, multiple jobs, not home very much, and not a close relationship. And as we heard with the situation in Rockville, you know, this was a mother trying to get her daughter, the victim, back into the country, but they didn't have a relationship for a number of years, so they were not real close. So again, it's a bad situation, and doing the same and continuing to do the same, I don't think is going to be enough. When our police chief says that, you know, the gang situation is out of control in Fairfax and Northern Virginia, you know, we need to take different actions than we are today.
I'm reading some numbers. It's in a story from the Washington Times this morning, which quotes immigration officials as saying that in the last 2 years and 3 months, since 2014, so yeah, that'd be about 2 years and 3 months, some 3,925 unaccompanied children who were stopped at the border and held at the border by federal officials have eventually made their way into Fairfax County. What is the cost of that to county taxpayers?
Well, in round numbers, to educate, assuming they're school-aged minor children, which many of these are, it's about $15,000 per student just for the basic education, and then many of them have services on top of that, whether it's free and reduced meals, it's counseling, it's the extra attention at school. But
if my math is correct,
it starts at $15,000 a student.
If it's $15,000 a student and there are roughly about 4,000, it comes to about $58 million.
Yeah,
a year.
Yeah. Now I put a motion before our board that was approved, and we did send a request to the federal government to help us try to fund that, but of course we haven't seen a response from the federal government.
I think the idea of fighting gangs, it goes back decades, generations, and I don't know what the answer to do that is. I don't know if anyone has come up with a successful model on how to fight gangs, because of all the ingredients that go into it, and so much of it comes from the home, and as you stated earlier, your hands are tied. I don't know if this is a problem that can ever be solved, and this is just a downward spiral.
Well, I think it's a problem. We have to do everything we can. I mean, our police department, I'm very proud of them. They made 10 arrests immediately after the most recent murder that we had in Fairfax County. But we need to resource the police department. I think the schools, while they can't take the place of parents, they've got to do the best they can, and our communities really need to come together. But it is a very difficult situation, and these children are very susceptible to joining gangs because of the lack of, they're starting in a hole without being able to read and write their own language.
Exactly.
And it gets worse when you don't have strong family ties.
How much of your opinion and your feeling about this and your thinking about this is being driven by what you saw happen at Rockville High School?
My comments on this were before Rockville High School. I mean, this has been a problem long before Rockville High School. It really was the gang murders that that we've had five confirmed, soon to be seven, in since the fall in the region, and that really was the driver, much more so than the Rockville incident.
All right.
I don't think this is one incident. It is a rising violent gang activity that is the I don't know that the Rockville incident was gang related.
I don't either.
Yeah, I'm more concerned about the rise in the gang.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Fairfax County Board of Supervisors, Supervisor Pat Herity, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Brian and Mary, for having me on.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure. 8:15 on WMAL, time for traffic and weather. Every 2 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, 50 commuters trying to get to the Beltway. You have to work around the crash after Freeway Airport inbound 50 as you head toward Enterprise Road. Once on the Beltway, brief delay into New Carrollton on that outer loop stretch. Then you'll hit the normal backups through Silver Spring. Inner loop. That has been a difficult trip this morning. Leaving Bethesda, now we have a problem that happened in the backups inner loop between Connecticut and Georgia Avenue. Get a slight break right at the scene of the crash and then continue to see some delays over towards Silver Spring from an earlier accident. 270 southbound Germantown, solid line up to the lane divide and onto the spur. Four-car crash at the lane divide out of the travel lanes. All right, where else? Boy, Virginia. 395, crash at King Street, cleared. Delays continuous, though, from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. The freeway slows each direction. Currently, though, with lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny, a high of 49 degrees. Tonight, down around 35. But then tomorrow, it starts to get a bit more warm. Clear, partly cloudy, 64 degrees. Saturday, in the mid-70s. Sunday will be in the mid-60s. And they say may see a shower pass through. We'll let you know how that looks again tomorrow. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 27 degrees. 8:16 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Well, we continue to get some information about what happened yesterday afternoon in London with this terrorism attack, really horrific attack. A man basically drove a car along a very busy sidewalk not far from where Parliament meets on the Westminster Bridge, mowing down pedestrians, jumped out, tried to make his way into the Parliament area, and got into a fight with a police officer, killed one with a knife. I mean, a horrific, horrific attack involving a car and two knives, which I don't know how you see that coming. One of the deadliest attacks in some 12 years. Here is the latest. According to police, they now say that three people have died and that about 40 people were injured. They also say that, the suspect is dead, so that's the fourth person who's dead. And here's the other thing. They have conducted a number of raids overnight. And somewhat, eight people now have been arrested in connection with this. I don't know what the connection is. I don't know whether this is a true arrest in the American sense of the word, or people are being detained and questioned. I don't understand the British sense system of justice, but apparently eight people are now in police custody, at least for the moment, and I'm sure they're trying to find out, you know, what they may have known. Was there any advanced knowledge? And if they had advanced knowledge, of course, and they didn't come forward, they are then accessories to the crime. So a very tragic, tragic thing there in London. And President of the United States, Donald Trump, reached out to Prime Minister Theresa May and expressed condolences. Theresa May has been on the air this morning saying that this apparently was a London-born individual. They have not identified the person who carried out the attack, but somebody who was London-born. It would appear that it is ISIS-inspired.
And apparently he was on the radar because early reports were they knew... They kind of knew who it was. They were pretty sure they knew who he was, but they were not going to release his identity. Here's what comes to my brain when I hear this. This is something, as you said, this is a car and two knives. Anyone can go and buy, you could go buy a meat cleaver. Anybody, you could be a felon and you can go buy a meat cleaver. We don't prevent you from doing that. You can drive a car, a two-ton vehicle, right down the road. This was planned because that bridge is an older bridge and there's not a lot of room to go. When you're walking on the sidewalk, there's not a lot of room. And he chose his victims very wisely, if there is such a thing. He drove up on the sidewalk. There was no place for them to go except into traffic. There is nowhere to go except for the one woman who got knocked over off the bridge
and a boat the water,
rescued
right.
her right yeah. into the water. So there's nowhere to go. Yeah, very heavy tourist area.
It was a very strategic area, according to the British Prime Minister Theresa May.
The location of this attack was no accident. The terrorists chose to strike at the heart of our capital city, where people of all nationalities, religions, and cultures come together to celebrate the values of liberty, democracy, and freedom of speech.
Yeah, and that was very... Here's my question. This happened in Ohio. It happened in Nice. Is this just the new normal? Well, we got rid of guns because, it's the guns' fault, so we got rid of guns. Well, now is it the car's fault? Is it the knife's fault? Are we going to get rid of cars and knives now? Or are we going to finally look at the person who is wielding the weapon? I just wonder, is this the new normal now? If you're in Manhattan or Washington, D.C. or L.A. or something... that might happen, that someone's going to drive up.
Well,
and
if somebody wants to commit mayhem,
right, they can.
They can find a way to commit mayhem. And,
right?
And so the key here is trying to have good intelligence where you're keeping tabs on certain people that you're concerned about. I don't know that they knew anything about this guy in advance. It is often very hard. I mean, I know that there have been cases in America where they have thought somebody might be suspected of, somebody we need to look at. They looked at him, ultimately could not make a case, and had to let it go.
San Bernardino.
I think the one down in Orlando was that way.
Orlando.
That was the ultimate outcome of that. So, look, I it's a very tough job. The intelligence people have to be right every day, all the time, in order to prevent this stuff. And you can't be perfect in your insights every single day when you're dealing in situations like
that. I wonder how many people think twice, though. When I'm in the city, I think twice. I look around. When I'm in a city, I can't help myself. I do. And I wonder, again, if that's just the new normal for us now, which is sad. But Ohio State, look at that. That's not a city. You think you're on a campus. You think you're safe. And here this happens. And you start to notice the barricades. You start to notice the decorative cement barricades now to prevent people from driving into buildings and things like that.
Yep. It all changed after 9/11.
Yes,
it is now 8:22 on WMAL.
It's time to clean things up and get back on target. Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days. Family events, amazing deals. Your one stop before the range. Save over 20% on PMC 223 rifle ammo. Shop in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. We small business owners earn a few battle scars every now and again. 30 years ago, when I didn't know any better, I handwrote paychecks for my employees without withholding payroll taxes. Battle scar. Then I tried to give my employees 1099s at year end instead of correctly giving them a W-2. Battle scar. And let's not forget those times I messed up their payroll taxes. More battle scars, which inspired me to create simple and affordable payroll for U.S. business owners with 1 to 100 employees. Patriot Software's payroll starts at just $10 a month. We will help you get set up for free. We provide U.S.-based support for free. You don't have to make the same mistakes I did. Let us help you. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if you could go for a job without excruciating back pain? What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Ella Gala at Sauna Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect using revolutionary ultrasonic technology. Sauna Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sauna Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at saunaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. Get your run back.
This is a life-changing message. Please visit blockhunger.com.
Admitting you need help is never easy, especially for those who have proudly served their country. So if you're a veteran battling weight gain or obesity, the natural response is just keep pushing forward, because that's what you do. It's what you've always done. But now, veterans who can't win the fight with diet and exercise alone have new hope. V-Block therapy can help. V-Block is an FDA-approved pacemaker-like device that is implanted just under the skin during a safe outpatient procedure that does not alter your anatomy. The device helps you feel full and control your appetite, so you eat less less and lose weight. You've done your duty. Now, change your life. Call 877-256-2517 or visit blockhunger.com. That's 877-256-2517 or blockhunger.com.
This device is for weight loss in adults with a BMI of 35 to 45 with a related health condition. This therapy is a surgical solution and carries some risk. Please talk to your doctor about the full benefits and risks.
CompleteGreenClean.com. Home or office, they do it all and they do it green. CompleteGreenClean.com. Check out their website for their daily specials and to schedule your next cleaning appointment. CompleteGreenClean.com.
It is 8:25 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather, but 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland, inner loop before St. Barnabas Road for the delays. And in the backups, ready to come past 295 in those far right local lanes. Accident was clearing. Now, once you cross the Wilson Bridge and heading in through Alexandria, keep alert. You're into the sun glare and you have a crash up ahead on the inner loop just past Van Dorn. Had two left lanes blocked just a few moments ago. Fire and rescue units at the scene. That's causing a little bit of outer loop delay as well. 50, the John Hanson Highway, not doing great this morning. In fact, delays continue to grow as crews still have two lanes blocked. Inbound 50 after Enterprise Road. That's before you get to the Beltway. And commuters that are hitting those backups taking 197 northbound, so you're not alone, up toward 450. That gets a hit with the bailout traffic. Upper Marlboro, still watch for accident activity. You can get by northbound 301 Village Drive. Earlier, that's where we had a pedestrian struck. Southbound lanes are open with no southbound delays. Update sponsored by Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear morning, sunny afternoon, 49 today. Overnight tonight down to 35, suburbs a little colder. Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy and mild, and a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 31 degrees. It's now 8:27. I want to bring you up to date very quickly on the details that are emerging about the investigation into the Rockville rape at Rockville High School that has so troubled and driven the attention of this community. According to the attorney for Henry Sanchez Millan, who is the 18-year-old who is charged in connection with this rape, his defense attorney says that his client is innocent. And he says this appears to have been, quote, a consensual encounter. However, the police chief of Montgomery County, Tom Manger, says this was a brutal attack. And I am confident that we have a very strong case. And I can tell you, after hearing some of the police investigators talk about, you know, how they are going about this case, I believe they do have a very strong case. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting to watch. And may I just bring up something, Mary? This is troubling to me. The Washington Times has some numbers in a story that they talk about how many unaccompanied children have been brought from the border areas to these communities. And I'm not going to get into all the deep numbers. But if what we heard a moment ago from Fairfax County Supervisor Pat Harity is correct, and that when these people come to the school system in our area, it costs them about $15,000 a year to educate them.
And that's the conservative side. That's excluding
right.
other services.
Well, some 11,000 of unaccompanied children have been brought to area schools in Montgomery, PG, and Fairfax County. And if you take that 15,000 numbers and you multiply it out, that is an impact, an economic impact to taxpayers in this region of $170 million.
Wow.
So it does have an impact.
Crazy.
It is now 8:28 on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
Oh,
I'm so looking forward to sitting out on our new deck.
New deck?
With steps leading to a beautiful paver patio.
Patio?
With built-in seating and a fire pit.
Fire pit?
All surrounded by our gorgeous new privacy fence.
What? But we don't have a new deck or patio or fire pit.
Not for long. Because of Long. Long Fence, that is.
Don't wait to make the most of your backyard. Visit longfence.com today.
Everything we do makes a difference.
Coming up in just a moment, Jake Tapper had a really key interview yesterday with Congressman David Nunes, and he had some things to say about the apparent monitoring of the Trump transition team by our intelligence community. We'll get Jake's take in just a few moments. It is now 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station,
where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. New this hour, ISIS now says through its news agency that the London attacker was a, quote, soldier of the Islamic State. Now, British authorities are still tight-lipped about the attacker. Prime Minister Theresa May told Parliament this morning,
"His identity is known to the police and MI5, and when operational considerations allow, he will be publicly identified. What I can confirm is that the man was British-born."
Overnight, British police carried out raids and arrested eight people in connection with the attack yesterday. The House is set to vote today on the GOP plan to dismantle and replace Obamacare, but at this hour, there don't seem to be enough votes to pass it. Still, Oregon Republican Congressman Greg Walden, one of the architects of the GOP bill, remains optimistic.
"The president has been extraordinary in his direct involvement, as has Secretary Price and Vice President Pence and the others in the White House have been very involved, meeting with members of all persuasions, frankly, on this to put together a plan that is the best plan for the American people, and that's what we're moving forward on. We believe it will come to the floor today, and we believe we'll have the votes."
And there is no specific time set for that House vote. A defense attorney says one of the suspects in the Rockville High School rape case is being wrongly accused of rape in what appears to have been what the lawyer calls a consensual encounter. New this morning, retired Baltimore Catholic Cardinal William Keeler has died at age 86. Keeler served the Baltimore Archdiocese from 1989 to 2007. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,661. The NASDAQ at 58.22. Sports: the U.S. beats Puerto Rico to win the World Baseball Classic. Exhibition action in Florida. The Nats lose. The O's win. NBA: the Wizards beat Atlanta. NHL: the Caps host Columbus tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1288. 800-908-1288. 800-908-1288.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You know, one of the best ways to improve your home is by updating your old flooring with new flooring. And the best company for that is 50 Floor. If you're looking to update your flooring in your bathroom, kitchen, family room, or entire house, call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com and they'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will go over the details and benefits of each product and guide you to the best choice for your home, in your lighting, with your decor. Installation day is where they truly shine. They move all the furniture, take up and haul away all the old flooring, install the new flooring, clean up, and leave. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale, where you'll save 60% off all their products. Mention or enter promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO. And get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest charged on 12 months, same as cash promotion. If account isn't paid in full within promotional period, 60% on sale surface flooring only. Does not include any other materials or labor. See website for full details and licensure information.
Spring, it's finally here. Time to clean things up and get back on target. Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days. Family events, amazing deals. Your one stop before the range. Save over 20% on PMC 223 rifle ammo. Get $40 off Federal 5.56 bulk ammo. And $75 off Smith & Wesson M&P shield pistols. Plus, find more great deals on over 20,000 items throughout the store. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
Hey, Pam.
Whoa, what?
It's your wallet.
I finally cracked up.
Now, you just need a vacation, and thanks to Allegiant, we can afford it.
Listen to your wallet and visit Allegiant.com. Book a flight nonstop from Baltimore to Destin-Fort Walton Beach, one way for as low as $78. Save even more when you book flights, rental cars, hotels, and attractions. Must be purchased by 3/29/2017 for travel between 5/31/2017 and 9/2/2017. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 50, John Hanson Highway pushing through buoys slowly. The crews tell me they've just moved everything to the shoulder, but that means there's still some activity in on 50 near Enterprise Road. That's prior to getting to the Beltway. And I'm looking at bailout traffic on 197, just so you know if you're taking that exit. Now, also delays on the inner loop of the Beltway start Maryland, continue through Bethesda. Had the crash between Connecticut and Georgia Avenue. Getting down to the Beltway, 29-95 slow. Burtonsville, we had an earlier incident southbound south of 198. Virginia Beltway, take you onto the inner loop as well. Once you cross the Wilson Bridge and through Alexandria, jammed up ahead to the crash before you get to the Springfield Interchange. That was along the left side. Crossing the southeast-southwest freeway each direction. Boy, we are tied up this morning. It's a lot of heavy volume. Slows 295 and slows 395 back at the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear morning, sunny afternoon, 49 today. Overnight tonight down to 35, suburbs a little colder. Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy and mild, and a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 25 in Springfield, 25 in Olney, 30 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Office Technology. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
President Obama did not order a wiretap on Trump Tower. However, I have said for a long time that I was worried about incidental collection because we knew that was already an issue of possible incidental collection and unmasking of a name. I have been very clear with the press on this, and I was provided several intelligence documents that clearly show that President Trump and the transition team were included in these reports.
And that was House Intelligence Chair Devin Nunes speaking to Jake Tapper on CNN yesterday. Good morning. It is 8:37 on WMAL. Lord Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Joining us right now, Jake Tapper, anchor of The Lead and State of the Union on CNN, who got that great interview yesterday. Jake, welcome to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. How are you?
Good. Great to be on.
Great interview yesterday. I have to say, I thought it was so good. I recorded it and watched it again because I thought it was so information filled. It was really, really a good interview. So kudos to you on that because that was fantastic, full of so much information. What we basically found out is that there was some data inadvertently collected on President Trump and his transition team. President Trump is saying that he is now somewhat vindicated in his claims of the quote unquote wiretapping. Do you agree?
Well, no, and neither did Chairman Nunes when Chairman Nunes said that, you know, the tweet that President Trump sent out a few weeks ago that Obama had wiretapped him at Trump Tower is still not true. It's still false. What we've known for a while, and CNN and the New York Times reported several weeks ago, is that there was surveillance of foreign individuals that picked up some members of the Trump team. Who exactly it picked up, we don't know. Whether that included then-President-elect Trump or not, we don't know. But this is surveillance, I think, conducted since the election that definitely picked up members of the Trump team. So that we knew. What Chairman Nunes seems most alarmed at is he feels that the unmasking, and let's just be clear what the definition of that is, unmasking has nothing to do with bringing something to the public's attention. Unmasking is when, within an intelligence report, it says, let's say that you're conducting surveillance on Ambassador X. Ambassador, let's say Kislyak, he's the Russian ambassador. Ambassador Kislyak was speaking on the phone and spoke to, now normally would say, American citizen one. But unmasking means that it actually says Michael Flynn or whomever. Chairman Nunes is very concerned about the unmasking. And, it's interesting and kind of confusing, to be honest, because he seems concerned, but he also said that the surveillance was legal, and he's not sure that there was anything wrong with it. He just didn't, he wanted to see, make sure that President Trump knew about the fact that his name and the names of others around him were in that this intelligence report. So a lot of information we still need to find out more about.
As I read what he said that the stuff that was captured was incidental, routine, and legal. And I think probably you have described it correctly. You have a phone conversation with somebody outside this country as a matter of practice. Our national security apparatus captures those conversations and looks for them.
Or even a foreign individual inside this country.
Exactly.
Depending on the individual, the agency doing the surveillance. Yeah.
But I think what if I'm reading him correctly and reading between the lines of what he's saying, and sometimes that's what you have to do when you're talking about these kinds of issues, it seems that somebody took all of these incidental routine conversations that were not apparently tied into any kind of investigation and massaged it into an intelligence analysis that then made its way through. And this analysis, according to him, if you read it, it was very clear, even if they didn't mention the name, it was very clear who it was, and not only that it was pretty juicy stuff about what was going on inside the Trump transition. Not particularly important from a foreign intelligence standpoint, but certainly interesting to a lot of people at the White House.
I did ask what the intelligence value was, and he said that there was, for some of it, there was clear intelligence value, and for other parts of it, there was, in his view, there was not intelligence value.
Yeah.
So, that's a judgment call, and certainly Chairman Nunes is more than qualified to make it. But just as somebody who wants to know more about the story, I'd love to know what they're talking about.
And who's the ultimate recipient of intelligence? Who's the ultimate customer of intelligence like this?
Well, the President of the United States at any given time. But by the same token, we don't know if this was meant for the President of the United States or if this was meant for NSA, FBI, the Director of National Intelligence, what exactly it was. We do know, the FBI director on Monday said, confirmed publicly for the first time, that there has been an active investigation, not only into the Russian hacking or the Russian interference or information campaign, whatever you want to call it, into the 2016 election, but also, looking into the role that Trump campaign officials and associates of the campaign have played or may have played with Russia. So the truth of the matter is, even though Nunes said that this didn't have to do with Russia, that doesn't necessarily mean that it wasn't part of the same investigation. So it's all very confusing, and I don't doubt that Chairman Nunes is legitimately concerned about what he saw. I just think that right now we have more questions than answers about what exactly it was.
I think you may be right on that, Jake.
And I would just like to tell our listeners, for anyone who did not hear this entire interview, that you can go on CNN.com, and it is available there. And it really, again, I had to tell you, Jake, really good interview.
All right, listen, Jake, thank you so much.
I mean, the challenge obviously is, you want to be adversarial, but by the same time, you don't want to,
Right.
You don't want to be rude, but there are tough questions, and obviously Adam Schiff, the Democrat-ing Democrat,
right?
And Democrats are very, very disappointed in what Nunes did. You want to reflect that while at the same time respecting him.
Right.
Well, we got to leave it right there, Jake. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 8:44 on WMAL.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
It's 8:45 now, WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, even though we have 66 delays, it's been about the volume. Beltway, Virginia, boy, that's been jammed. Incidents, the issue. Inner loop near Braddock Road, that's been cleared, but that delay continues now into Tysons. We have an inner loop delay heading towards Springfield because of the crash near Van Dorn. That's before you get to 95, 395. This is on the shoulder, but it's a continuous backup crossing the Wilson Bridge out of Oxon Hill, almost that entire trip inner loop to Springfield, so plan for that. 295 northbound off the Beltway to the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway slow, and heads up Bowie. And on 50, there's a crash near Enterprise Road. They have it to the shoulder now, for now. I hope it stays that way without tow trucks blocking. Inbound 50 prior to the Beltway, accident, big delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little upside down yesterday with our high occurring at 108 in the morning at 59 degrees and falling temperatures in the afternoon hours. Now sunshine's back and the high occurs when it should this afternoon at 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 31 degrees at 8:46.
During our last go-to meeting, our team connected a little too well.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at moving into Asia.
When you connect better, everything comes together. Go-to meeting. Try it free.
8:47 now on WMAL. Governor Hogan and Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education, apparently will be in Bethesda today, visiting an elementary school there. This comes at a time when the governor is fighting with the legislature over a piece of legislation that would limit Maryland school reforms. According to a story that I'm reading here today, I wish I had the source on it. I don't have
Baltimore
it.
Sun.
Baltimore Sun. It says that Governor Hogan is pledging to veto a bill moving through the General Assembly that would prevent the state from enacting controversial reforms for struggling schools that have been championed by the Republican governor and members of the state school board. The bill would prevent the state from creating a new school district to govern the lowest performing schools, would also prohibit converting them into charter schools. This is really what it's about.
Right.
Let's be honest about it. The teachers don't like charter schools.
Right.
The teachers have powerful unions. They are politically active. They contribute to the campaigns of
yes.
state legislators. State legislators are doing their bidding by trying to block the governor from making meaningful reform to the school systems in the state of Maryland where there are underperforming schools, and they're going to fight it. He has said if that bill gets to his desk, he'll veto it. The question is whether or not they have the votes to override his veto.
Yeah, and they want to prevent any kind of vouchers, which, I'll tell you, does not make sense to me if I were a teacher. Because if you allow vouchers, you allow competition, and teachers then can shop. They're not going to be in the same school in the same classroom for 30 years. Teachers, the really good ones, can go, and they can go to one of these better performing schools or one of these charter schools or one of these private schools where there are a lot of students who want to go there, so are getting a lot of voucher money in, and they can command a higher salary and actually be paid for their skills and their ability versus how long they sit in the chair. So if I were a teacher who was very good at what I do and interested in you know bettering myself and moving my career further along, I would think this is great.
Yeah,
it opens up opportunities for me.
Well, anyway, welcome to the neighborhood, Governor.
But it's all about the kids, right?
It's all about the kids. That's right. No, it's all about the teachers' union.
I know.
It is now 8:49 on WMAL.
Style, performance, superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Britt Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. Arrive in style. An American-made luxury. Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly.com.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-896-7070.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-896-7070. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-896-7070. 800-896-7070.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You want to get more FaceTime with your doctor? Well, I've got a little secret for you. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. People often tell me one of the worst parts about going to see their doctor is the wait. So you're going to want to hear the results of this new study out of Johns Hopkins. It found that clinicians spend more face-to-face time with patients when the clinic is running on schedule and less time when the clinic is running late. Perhaps no surprise there, but here's what's interesting. It confirms that for healthcare services, something we've already known about how grocery store and bank teller lines work as well. Once lines get backed up, service providers become less consistent in their behaviors and start to shortchange time spent with customers in order to catch up. So if you want more quality FaceTime with your doctor, try and get there early or even get the first appointment of the day before things get behind. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews.
Hiring's hard, but it doesn't need to be. Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job in minutes. Manage candidates at every stage. Schedule interviews with a click. All on your personal, easy-to-use Indeed dashboard. And since independent research shows that Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, easy works. And it's a great time to find out for yourself why more than 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting in relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It is 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway busy this morning, the latest of several incidents. This is going to be Interloop as you come out of Annandale toward Tyson's. Interloop as you approach 50 Arlington Boulevard. Looks like Fire Trucks Rescue, they blocked the entire express side of the roadway and the left lane of the main line. So do watch for their direction. And everyone, let your fellow commuters get into the lanes because they're forced out of the left half of the Beltway. Interloop at 50. Now, we'll continue in Virginia on the Beltway, heading from the Wilson Bridge. Jam solid heading over towards Springfield. The initial crash near Van Dorn, that was on the shoulder. Looks like we've had one in the backups now. I know it's frustrating when you sit in that stop and go, but be very careful. Outer Loop and Largo. Crash was reported on the Outer Loop northbound side before Central Avenue and 50 through Bowie. Still quite slow. Earlier crash inbound 50 near Enterprise Road. That's prior to the Beltway. Update sponsored by MedStar Georgetown Hospital. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers CyberKnife, treating prostate cancer in 5 visits versus the 40 needed with traditional radiation. Visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure still in now. A little chilly this morning and clear. Clear sky stays with us today. And a little bit milder than yesterday afternoon, 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 31 degrees, 8:56.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LyftDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net. Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
Well, let's see, I will continue to follow what's going on with the health care vote, which is scheduled for today. Will it slide? Will it go off? And, and where are the votes? Do they have enough to get it passed? That's, of course, a very big story for us, and we'll continue to follow that. And, oh, looky there, as if by magic, it's Chris Plant.
Well, really, once again, nothing to talk about today. Where to begin? I think I'm going to begin with Devin Nunes, actually, and the accusations, the raising questions about surveillance on President Trump. What questions you'd like to have answered? We got troglodytes on the loose in London. We got the news media going absolutely crazy. We've got the bill on Capitol Hill that may or may not be voted on